All right, we are here with the winning team of the 37th annual Food City 300. Driver and crew chief of the number 42 DC Solar Chevrolet for Chip Ganassi Racing. That is driver Kyle Larson and Mike Shiplett. We'll open it up straight up to questions. We'll start with Jerry Jordan right here.
Jerry Jordan, KingOfTheTires.net and PRN. Kyle, you got your win here. Does that give you some confidence going in tomorrow, and have you started looking for a broom?
No, I haven't started looking for a broom. I obviously know how tough these are to win. So just thankful for the opportunity, and you have a really good car for tomorrow as well. So I got half of the job done. It would be awesome to get two wins here this weekend. You know, I've said it a lot, but I've always been fast here. Just, you know, come up short there at the end of the races. So, yeah, I think I've learned a lot about this place and how to be good on the long run. So I'm excited about tomorrow. I think there'll be a lot of long runs. The track will go through a lot of changes, and I felt like I learned a lot about the changes that it might go through tonight's race.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Kyle, when Christopher's in here, he was saying you caught him in traffic to make that lead, the pass for the lead, and Christopher was saying that it was more just the guy in second sort of had an advantage than the leader in terms of getting through traffic. Is that how you saw it, or was it more like, did you feel like your experience helped you pass him in traffic? Or
I don't know. I don't really think the second place guy has an advantage at this place. You know, in his position there, they were just too wide in front of him, I think two rows deep almost, it seemed like. And I just committed to the bottom and kind of shoved that guy out of the way, knowing that you know, Bell was up top kind of stuck as well, and I didn't want to get bogged down there. I felt like I'd have had, you know, some other opportunities to pass him, but was able to take advantage of that one. So this place is so much fun through traffic, whether you're the leader or second place or whatever, you know. But you know, I've led a lot of these things through traffic, and you know, haven't been passed, you know, with the guy beating my back bumper off. So I wouldn't say that the second place guy has the advantage, but you just gotta, I don't think he made the wrong decision there. I just think it was kind of circumstances of, you know, them being too wide, and my lane just got moving a little bit better. So, but yeah, it was fun, you know, racing through traffic all night.
And when he was in here, C-Bell was saying, you know, even though he finished second, he was excited that you guys finally had this big duel on a pavement short track. Did you enjoy that racing against, and is it, did you feel like you had an advantage a little bit? You guys have raced so much outside of NASCAR. I mean, could you anticipate his moves, knowing kind of that you guys have similar styles?
I mean, I guess I feel like I could anticipate his moves a little bit, just because I feel like we're the same driver, and I knew what he would do, or I knew what I would do, and that's probably what he was going to do behind me. So I kind of, you know, could be, I don't know, maybe a step ahead, I guess, in you know, that manner. But yeah, I mean, I always, anytime Bell and I have raced with each other, we're battling for the win. It doesn't matter if it's a sprint car, a midget, or, you know, an Xfinity car. You know, we've ran first or second together, I think, about every race we've ran with each other in the past, like, 2 years. So it's nice to beat him. I'd love to beat him on dirt. I ain't done much of that. So we got some dirt races coming up with Bell here towards the end of the year. So maybe I can start beating him finally.
Mike Massey, frontstretch.com. Obviously, the past couple of years, it's always been the Kyle and Kyle show here, you and Kyle Busch. And Busch has gotten upper hand every time so far. Is it a little disappointing that you finally won and he wasn't there at the end for you to kind of show up for once?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I wish he could have been in the field, because, you know, he checked out that one run, but I was kind of closing on him there in the beginning. And then, you know, I mean, but hey, it's such a long race, you know, who knows what could have happened. But I felt like we were good enough, and, you know, I felt like Bell is just as good, if not better, than Kyle. So it was good to battle Chris and still get the win. So it's gonna be fun, though. You know, I feel like, you know, it's been the Kyle and Kyle show at a lot of these places, but, you know, I think with Chris's driving style and mine, I think it's gonna be the Kyle and Chris show at a lot of these places, especially Bristol, for a long time. So I'm excited for him to get his cup opportunity whenever that may arise. But yeah, it's fun. It's always fun racing Chris and Kyle.
Bob Puck, ESPN. Kyle, did you get any sense of whether the bottom groove will work at all tomorrow from what you saw today?
Yeah, I was surprised. You know, I thought with, you know, all the practice we had and everything, I thought the bottom was pretty well wore out. But, you know, the top was dominant until you got to traffic. And then you could really move around. I felt like, you know, I could catch lappers and move to the bottom and you know, not really waste any time and run about the same lap time. So, yeah, the bottom was definitely really good in 1 and 2. I think the bottom 1 and 2 will be better than the top 1 and 2 tomorrow. And then, you know, we'll see what happens with 3 and 4. I think the exit of 4 up top will get really wide, so you'll be able to carry some momentum up there. But an entry will get wider into both ends. So it still has some room for it to change. But I was surprised with how good the bottom hung around and all that. So it's just fun. I feel like they got their potion ironed out.
Any final questions for a couple? We'll go to Jen and the Nick.
Kyle, the other Kyle had a problem that took him out tonight. What do you do to beat him tomorrow?
I think just get through traffic better than he does. You know, he's really good on short runs. I feel like at Bristol, that's kind of where he wins these races, is being good on the short runs. And he's okay on the long runs, but I always feel like I'm a lot better than he is on the long runs. So if we can get a long run to, you know, in the race, that'd be my best shot. But, you know, if it comes down to a short run, I just got to be able to, you know, hit my marks and make the right decisions in front of him. So it'd be hard to pass him, you know, in clean air without, you know, traffic. I think, you know, to pass him, you have to get into traffic and just make a better decision than him to get to the lead. So I'm sure we'll have 500 laps to battle it out. It'll be a fun race, and, you know, hopefully the fans enjoy it.
It took you 18 tries to get your first win in the track you say is by far your favorite NASCAR track. You've raced at a lot of tracks everywhere. Is there any other track where it took you that long to get your first win at a place that you really, really liked it?
Like sprint cars? So Trophy Cup in California is a big 360 race at the end of the season. And, the way the format is, it's hard to explain kind of how it is, but it's all points based. And then, you know, they invert the field, for Saturday night. And, I never would qualify good. I'd always stink at qualifying. So I would just bury myself. I'd kill my shot at winning the point. You know, you don't have to win the race to win the event. You know, you have to accumulate the most points throughout those 2 days. And I would always qualify like 40th out of 80 cars, and, you know, my shot would be, you know, done there. But then I'd, you know, they'd invert the field and I would lap up to like fifth place every year, but I would never get to win because I didn't have enough points. And then, so I don't know. I felt like I ran that race a bunch, and Tulare's similar to Bristol, you know, my best racetrack and that one event that I wanted to win. And, finally in 2012 or 13, finally had a night come together and started last and won the race and, won the overall points deal. And, actually me and Brad Sweet had a pretty exciting finish there. I didn't have much of my car left, but anyways, that event, felt, you know, similar to Bristol, you know, close a lot, and just, you know, never had anything come together to win. And Chili Bowl. Yeah. Shoot. Forgot about Chili Bowl. I've been there 11 years in a row. I think, yeah. 10 or 11. Forgot about Chili Bowl. Screw that race. He was mad at that race at Trophy Cup, but it was his fault. It wasn't my fault. Only people that thought it was my fault were the Sweets. All the Sweets, but nobody else.
Any final questions for our winning team?
Let's let Shiplet talk. He's been up here. How was your race, Shiplet? How was the box?
It was pretty good. Once the sun went down, you know, it was a little bit better. It was a little hot to begin with, but, you know, I had a cool drink up there. It was pretty good. Good view.
Any questions for Shiplet?
You're undefeated with Kyle this year?
No.
We got taken out in White Flag, I think, at Daytona, the first race of the year, and then we had an ignition issue at Watkins Glen. So those two were DNFs. When we finished, we won.
Anybody else? We'll open the floor. Bob?
30 to go?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Tires or
tires were, well, I mean, they were, the tires were falling off about 4 or 5 tenths over the long run, and just, we had a set sitting and there was only 10 cars in the lead lap, so you would have not lasted up front.
Brandon Jones proved that earlier this year, I think.
Yeah.
I think he did 2 or 0.
I think 2.
Okay.
Yeah. When you got tires laying at the end of one of these short tracks, you definitely got to take them.
Outstanding. Well, thank you so much, guys. Congratulations, and have a great night.